I pushed open the wrought iron gate that had a plaque with the letter B embossed on it, and hauled my suitcase up the walkway. The mansion was situated on a hill, giving it an incredible view over the town, but also leading a lot of local children to believe it was either haunted or owned by a wicked witch. It definitely wasn't haunted. And I can say, with complete certainty, my Auntie Eudora wasn't terribly wicked, unless she wanted to be. As I hefted my suitcase up the front steps, already out of breath from the incline, a plump orange cat emerged from around the back of the wraparound porch and settled himself in on top of the welcome mat, blinking up at me with huge green eyes. "Hello," I greeted him. It had been years since Auntie Eudora had had a cat, and he'd been a skinny black thing that moved around her house like he was made out of shadows. I didn't recognize this handsome fellow, but he seemed to be quite at home. I'd have to ask around later to see if he belonged to one of the neighbors, as he seemed pretty well fed.
"Meow,"
he replied, blinking slowly. "Don't suppose you want to go get one of the bags out of the car for me, do you?"
"Meow."
This sounded decidedly like a no. Go figure.